big storm takes shape.
It makes its way all the way across the country.
Insight into the Russia investigation
could come from a court filing today.
Kevin Hart out at the Oscars.
Apologize for your tweets of old, or we're going to have to find another host.
This is the CBS World News Roundup, presented by Zoom Video Conferencing.
Good morning, I'm Steve Kaif, and more than 50 million people are in the path of a sweeping storm system that'll bring snow, ice, and heavy rain to the southern half of the country. WCBS meteorologist Craig Allen is tracking it.
Lots of rain in Southern California with this one. It is going to start producing snow across the southwest states and especially New Mexico. The panhandle of Texas could easily see anywhere from 2 to 4, maybe even locally up to 6 inches of snow from Oklahoma over into Missouri. We're going to see winter storm watches. This could be an epic snowfall for western sections of the Carolinas.
In Southern California, CBS's Jamie Yukis reports the problem with the rain is mudslides.
The rainfall in downtown L.A. totaled nearly 2 inches, almost double the previous record. Rivers of mud poured down mountain roads.
Interstate 5 completely shut down.
And north of Los Angeles, heavy snow caused traffic to back up for miles.
Well, thanks to a court deadline, we expect to learn more today about Special Counsel Robert Mueller's Russia investigation. Live to CBS's Jim Taylor.
Two deadlines today in Washington. The special counsel will submit information on lies that he alleges former Trump campaign chair Paul Manafort is telling. That breaches a plea bargain deal. In New York, Robert Mueller's office will file sentencing memos on Michael Cohen, President Trump's one-time lawyer. His suggestions are likely to reveal just how much he believes Cohen has helped or hindered his investigation. In a series of tweet rants this morning, the president again declares the probe a witch hunt, Steve.
Well, House Republicans are set today to interview former FBI Chief James Comey in a closed session. The president referred to him in a tweet this morning as Leakin' Lion James Comey. A man who's worked with Robert Mueller before is said to be the leading candidate to be the next attorney general. 68-year-old William Barr was AG under George H.W. Bush. And administration officials say State Department spokeswoman Heather Nauert is expected to be picked as the next U.N. ambassador. Financial market turmoil in recent days has been blamed on the uncertainty over the trade situation with China. Complicating all that is what happened to a Chinese telecom executive in Canada. CBS's Margaret Brennan.
Neither the U.S. nor Canada has given a reason for the arrest, but it comes amid a probe of suspected violations of U.S. sanctions.
It's a dramatic step to pull somebody off an airplane.
Former State Department official James Lewis said U.S. officials also suspect Huawei of using its technology to help the Chinese government spy.
The executive could be extradited to the U.S. A couple of days ago, we told you Kevin Hart had been picked to host the Oscars. Overnight, he was on social media.
I'm thankful and appreciative of the opportunity. If it goes away, no harm, no foul.
And now it has gone away. CBS's Anna Werner says he's pulled out after the Academy complained about his homophobic material in the past.
Tweets surfaced from between 2009 and 2011 where he used the term gay as an insult and called people homophobic slurs.
One of my biggest fears is my son growing up and being gay.
He made similar comments in his 2010 stand-up special, Seriously Funny.
Every kid has a gay moment, okay? Every kid. But when it happens, you got to nip it in the bud. You got to stop it right there.
He has tweeted an apology to the LGBTQ community. There are talks going on to try to end the war in Yemen between the U.S.-backed coalition led by Saudi Arabia and rebels supported by Iran. The war has pushed millions to the brink of starvation. Correspondent Elizabeth Palmer is in a refugee camp.
The sanitation here is dangerously bad. There are a few latrines, but most people just use the fields. People here are getting just about enough food to eat, and that's more than you can say for 14 million other Yemenis. The number of people the United Nations now says is at the risk of extreme hunger or even starvation this winter.
A new twist in a North Carolina congressional battle where the result has yet to be certified.
Democrat Dan McCready has withdrawn his concession in North Carolina's 9th congressional district election.
Last week, we began to learn about shameful criminal activity bankrolled by my opponent, take away North Carolinians' very rights to vote.
State elections officials are looking into allegations. A GOP operative working for incumbent Republican Congressman Mark Harris paid people to collect absentee ballots, perhaps 1,000 or more, in heavily Democratic areas. Harris leads McCready by 905 votes. Jim Crisula, CBS News, Greensboro, North Carolina.
Now to Texas, CBS's Steve Futterman was on hand for the final send-off for the nation's 41st president.
George Herbert Walker Bush's journey came to an end at his presidential library. Tributes included a 21-plane flyover. The body was then taken to the gravesite and laid to rest. The most moving part of the day was the trip by train taking the flag-draped casket to the Bush Library. Thousands lined the train route, many carrying American flags. Steve Futterman, CBS News, Houston.
CBS's Adriana Diaz has the story of a woman who's come forward to say she and other undocumented people work at a golf resort owned by the Trump Organization.
Victorina Morales, an undocumented immigrant from Guatemala, has worked at the Trump National Golf Club in New Jersey for 5 years. She claims her bosses knew she wasn't authorized to live in the U.S., but hired her anyway.
So he said it doesn't matter. We need someone whether or not they have documents.
She says Jorge Villafuerte, identified as a club facilities manager, later gave her money to get a fake green card and social security card. Attorney Aníbal Romero claims at least a dozen undocumented immigrants are on the club's payroll.
In last night's Tennessee win over Jacksonville in the NFL, Titans running back Derrick Henry got the handoff from the team's own 1 yard line.
Derrick Henry still going.
As told by Fox's Joe Buck, Henry found an opening, headed for the sideline, breaking tackles.
Inbounds. He might go 99 yards for the touchdown. Unbelievable.
That 99-yard touchdown run, only done once before in NFL history by Tony Dorsett of Dallas in 1983. It could be another violent weekend in the French capital.
Central Paris is preparing to go on lockdown tomorrow as police and businesses brace for more violence. 8,000 police officers will be deployed in the capital. There will be protests around the country too, and police in a Paris suburb have been criticized for the way they arrested 150 rioting teenagers who were pictured on their knees with their hands tied behind their backs. Elaine Cobb, CBS News, Paris.
Well, just in time for finals at Ohio State University, bacon. A vending machine that dumps out ready-cooked bacon for a dollar has been put in the school's animal science building through next Friday. Proceeds go to fund Ohio State's meat science program. The bacon was donated by three companies to the Ohio Pork Council. And that's the World News Roundup for Friday. The broadcast is produced by Paul Ferry. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.